Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, Acts chapter 19, verses 21 through 41. The Reverend Paul Landgraf is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts chapter 19. Now, after these events, Paul resolved in the Spirit to pass through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." And having sent into Macedonia two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, he himself stayed in Asia for a while. About that time, there arose no little disturbance concerning the way. For a man named Demetrius, a silversmith, made silver shrines of Artemis, brought no little business to the craftsmen. These he gathered together with the workmen in similar trades and said, "Men, you know that from this business we have our wealth. And you see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost all of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a great many people, saying that gods made with hands are not gods. And there is danger not only that this trade of ours may come into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis may be counted as nothing, and that she may even be deposed from her magnificence, she whom all Asia and the world worship." When they heard this, they were enraged and were crying out, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" So the city was filled with a confusion, and they rushed together into the theater, dragging with them Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians who were Paul's companions in travel. But when Paul wished to go in among the crowd, the disciples would not let him. And even some of the Asiarchs, who were friends of his, sent to him and were urging him not to venture into the theater. Now some cried out one thing, some another, for the assembly was in confusion, and most of them did not know why they had come together. Some of the crowd prompted Alexander, whom the Jews had put forward, and Alexander, motioning with his hand, wanted to make a defense to the crowd. But when they recognized that he was a Jew, for about 2 hours they all cried out with one voice, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" And when the town clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, "Men of Ephesus, who is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is temple keeper of the great Artemis and of the sacred stone that fell from the sky? Seeing then that these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rash. For you have brought these men here who are neither sacrilegious nor blasphemers of our goddess. If therefore Demetrius and the craftsmen with him have a complaint against anyone, the courts are open and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you seek anything further, it shall be settled in the regular assembly. For we really are in danger of being charged with rioting today, since there is no cause that we can give to justify this commotion." And when he had said these things, he dismissed the assembly. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Forever, O Lord. is firmly set in the heaven. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Jesus. Henry Melchior Muhlenberg, not as well known as C.F.W. Walter, came much earlier. Walter just had to deal with a civil war, if there is such a thing. Henry Melchior Muhlenberg had to deal with a revolutionary war. Obviously something much bigger. There was not that structure that Walther benefited from. And so he had a lot on his plate. The Treasury of Daily Prayer gives a nice paragraph on that if you want to read that sometime. But with the Acts text in mind, you might think of the town clerk as someone who set the stage for things to come. The unnamed town clerk, but by the end of the book of Acts, we have that great statement that the things of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, are being proclaimed with all confidence, unhindered. Only that place in the New Testament. Unhindered, without legal force. We have a message that is supported starting at basically this chapter and the town clerk. The words of the town clerk start with that unusual structure of being in the historic present, that he didn't say this in the past, but he says this. And it keeps ringing in the ears. We have Jesus being proclaimed by Paul for 2 years in Ephesus, a significant stay for someone who's traveling around a lot. And certainly the pressure was building all through that time, and that results in the riot. But the good news was already decided on. The ends of the earth were not Ephesus, the ends of the earth was not Rome. The ends of the earth was mentioned already in chapter 13, where they become clear, it becomes clear, especially in chapter 15, how the gospel is the true gospel, the one that we're familiar with, the free gift of Jesus Christ. So many things can get in the way. There's so much power mentioned in this text. The city of Ephesus, powerful city. The Asia, powerful place in the Roman Empire. The Temple of Artemis, one of the ancient wonders, one of the seven ancient wonders of the world. Not much power to Artemis. But we have one of his apostles who says to the church in Corinth, Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Power of God. Hanging on the cross, dying for sins, yes. The power of God and the wisdom of God for us, for our salvation. There will continue to be riots. There will continue to be focus on power. Knowledge is power. The mass, the majority is power. But we have Jesus on the cross, Jesus risen, the Lord Jesus, the powerful one over sin who gives out his gifts of life, forgiveness of sins, eternal salvation. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the short-term team from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, who serve the Lord in Tanzania. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.